It is going to be a warm day today, going to be up into the 90s for the temperature up near 95, and the heat index could be triple digits.
Ooh.
And also there's a chance of a thunderstorm today, which could become severe. Stay tuned to WTBQ, and we'll give you the whole info. Is the age-old quest for the Fountain of Youth becoming a reality? Dr. Joseph Chang is on the air with us with a book called The Aging Myth. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
I have to tell you, when I wake up in the morning, aging is no myth.
Yes, like all of us, I think we're all getting older. But we don't have to be in that state, I think, from what we have discovered from the science that we have been developing for the last several years now.
Okay, so tell us about the aging myth.
Well, one of the myths that we have is that the aging process itself is inevitable, that we're all going to age and we're all just going to go to our grave with a lot of a decrease in our quality of life. But the science has developed now, based on the human genome, which really started back in 2003, that our aging process is not inevitable. That, in fact, the fountain of youth, as you call it, is actually found within all of us. It's actually there. And it just so happened we don't recognize it. And now that we know that this fountain of youth is very much related to these genes that we have discovered that control or regulate the aging process.
I was reading an article, I think it was in Time magazine recently. They say that by mid-century, aging will be a moot point because we'll be able to basically to download our consciousness into a extremely sophisticated computer. What about that?
Well, that sounds really exciting, isn't it? I think one day maybe we could achieve that. But right now, I think with what we have discovered through the looking and identifying these age-related genes, it's the fact that we can really make sure that people have this incredible quality of life, I call it, throughout their lifespan.
Well, what do people need to do to kind of tap into this gene?
Well, what we have done is, now that we've discovered these specific age-related genes, is to use several natural ingredients, and somehow we blend these natural ingredients together into a product that people either take and or actually apply on the face as a topical, so that they can reset or actually make sure that these age-related genes, and by the way, we call them youth gene clusters, that we can reset these genes back to a more youthful state. So through that process, we can actually keep all the tissues young and all of us having a much better quality of life.
So basically, you're rebooting the body.
Yes, that's right. It's almost a hard reset, if you will, of all the genes responsible for aging.
Wow.
Yeah, there was actually a news story about a week or so ago, which I was just casually listening to in the background, and they said that a child that's born, the first children born 20 years from now, should expect a life expectancy of about 150 years.
Wow.
And they said that's the technology, what we have, what we know now, that any, you know, children being born, starting to be born about 20 years from now, should have about 150-year lifespan, but you know, you want to obviously have a good quality lifespan.
I was going to say, that opens up a lot of questions of overpopulation, too.
That and the fact that you want to live for 150 years in Newark?
Yeah.
Well, but you can retire. Imagine that, to be in retirement longer than you would actually be working.
Yeah.
What is it, Doc, where they, some people actually look younger than they are and other people look older. What is that? Is that genes or what?
Yes, and I think it's directly, once again, related to these age-related genes we call youth gene clusters. It's a matter between two people, how those genes behave in the body. And it seems like most people don't seem to realize it, that the fact that any environmental factor or any other exogenous factors that impact the body, they have to go through, and how they regulate aging is actually how they impact the genes in the body. So these youth gene clusters are in a very dynamic state. They're almost like sentinels in the body, and they sense everything that comes through or the body is experiencing. And if they experience a negative impact, they will act negatively and you will age quicker. So that's the challenge, is to make sure that we keep these youth gene clusters at a state when you had them when you were younger.
What can people who are not scientists do in order to make this happen?
In a way, we have been developing several products, both for the skin and for the inside of the body as well, through a natural supplement. And these are the products that people can take and help them to reset these youth gene clusters to a more useful state. We actually have products that can actually be able to control these age-related genes in a very positive manner.
Well, there's no doubt that people in their 60s today really are not really that old. There's a lot of people that are in their 60s that are in really good shape. When we think back on our parents or grandparents, you know, they were pretty old at that age, you know, and suffering from a lot of different ailments and really not in good physical shape at all. So we've come a long way, I guess.
Yo, absolutely. You know, instead of talking about lifespan as a concept, what we now know is the fact that we really should be focusing on this concept that really, in a word, we summarize it and define it as youth span. This is a different kind of measurement. Youth span, as we defined it, is really the number of years that you can actually look and feel young. You know, that really should be the goal, rather than just having a really long lifespan, up to 150 years, as you alluded to, Frank. And I think it's much better for all of us to focus on the quality of life that is related to this youth span concept. So it's essentially the final goal is to help everybody to die healthy. Now, that might sound like an oxymoron to you, but I think if you think about it, about this concept of dying healthy, it's really to have a great quality of life throughout the time that we all live.
Interesting. Well, we all do search for that fountain of youth.
Frank? I was just going to say, these products that you mentioned, are these things that are available to the general public yet, or are these still in, kind of development?
Oh, no. We actually have used this particular age lock science, as you call it, and developed several products now. And most of the listeners, if they have an interest, they can log on to the website, www.newskin, spelled in NUSKIN.com, and they can learn more about these products as well.
All right, very good. Dr. Joseph Chang, the author of The Aging Myth, and where can we pick that up?
Yes, you can pick it up in another website, agingmyth.com, and the book is also available, obviously, on Amazon.com or any online bookstore.
Very good. Right. Well, kind of an interesting positive outlook down the road. If we go in the right direction, we can actually stay healthy and have a long, extended life. It sounds pretty good, Doc. We appreciate you coming on the air. We'll check out the websites, and we appreciate your input this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me.
All right. You have a good day
now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.